at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just bring about a lot of clarity so she can see through demonic attacks and stay in your perfect will and not get confused and deceived and finish. Ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. But understand that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You can understand persecution much better when you understand Bible prophecy because it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life, okay? Going through the book of Revelation, the two witnesses, Revelation chapter 11, how they die, okay, and then the whole world rejoices and gives presents back and forth and celebrates, okay. It says, and then it says here, and all the people, this is verse 9, Revelation verse 9, says, and they of the people of the kindreds and tongues of the nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. Okay, so this part here, verse 10, okay, this is where things get very difficult in your trials. Once again, I'm not saying that you're the two witnesses, of course, okay, but a smaller scale in your own personal life, you've been fighting and warring for the Lord, okay, and you're going to see it's going to get down to, you know, what they call like the nitty gritty, okay. There's not going to be any beating around the bush if you do this correctly, okay. It's going to become very clear, black and white, that, you know, you're going to have to, you're going to come to a point, if you're really obedient and fight for people's souls, you're going to find that Satan's going to test you, and he's going to, it's very good because it pulls people out of the lukewarm church, and you're going to get off the fence, okay? But you'll hit this point, okay? If you're obedient and you finish well, you're going to hit this point where it's very clear. You're saying, no, you're wrong, okay? And what I'm telling you is correct and true according to the Word of God. You know, you need to repent. This is real, okay? And then this attack comes, okay, where Satan gets you. It looks like he's gotten you. And then those who you've been warring against are going to be happy. They're going to be like, look, she knew what she was talking about. She's dead wrong, okay? And they'll even mock you and, you know, they'll make fun of you and all kinds of stuff, okay? I've seen this happen, okay? Let me laugh. It's funny. I'm sorry. Because they're wrong, okay? And then all of a sudden, uh-oh. They find out, okay, everything flips, okay. I'm so sorry. You need to get through. It's not, I don't mean to laugh and like, it's not, it's very serious, but it is funny when you get through to the other side, because you're like, wow, these people got so embarrassed, because they get really lifted up in pride and they mock you, and you have to abide in that vine, just like that verse that I read yesterday from the book of Corinthians, okay. Flesh and blood could not inherit the kingdom of God. So you go in your prayer closet, the Holy Spirit will tell you no. Listen, it's just like the scriptures, okay? I'm just doing a work. Just get through there, okay? And get through this time period, and I will be there. I will be there on the other side. And he is, and he shows up, and they're dead wrong. And you're like, because it's that pride, okay? That pride causes them to be, exalt themselves and just kind of just run their mouths and go on and on. And all of a sudden, things flip. They flip hardcore, and the person's wrong, dead wrong, and they find out, and it's not good, okay? And the Lord is with you, and he defends you, okay? But you have to cleave to that vine and get through this dark period. You don't have to really worry about it too much, because he starts slow. Kingdom of Heaven's like a grain of mustard seed, so he's not going to throw you into a really intense trial. He builds up your faith, okay, little by little with smaller trials, but you see this happen where everything switches, okay? But you need to be prepared for that, and your battle plan needs to be Abide in me and I in you, for without me you can do nothing, the book of John, right? I believe it's chapter 15. And you will get through these very difficult periods and you will get to the other side and they'll be proven wrong. But you need to know that period happens. Don't get confused, okay? Because Satan will be on you like white on rice, okay? Trying to attack you. I'm going to leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she's just strengthened by the word of God and really becomes a very strong sister to fight and war for your kingdom. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal